A water-dropping helicopter desperately tries to stop wind-whipped flames advancing on homes in the Goleta foothills. Firefighters use chainsaws to get to a burning section of a house, and people flee the flames with family members, pets, and whatever possessions they can grab.
We were driving through a wall of flames. There were embers headed off to that neighborhood that's just off of La Goleta and Fairview, and they were evacuating.
The Holiday Fire was a fast-moving blaze starting just after 8:30 Friday night near Holiday Hill Road. That's in the foothills north of Goleta. Wind quickly turned it into a sea of flames.
The fire was moving at a very fast pace. Wind was pushing about 40 miles an hour down canyon, so that was really making those flames hopscotch. And you got a lot of embers that were showering, and it would cause some of those larger homes to catch fire because those embers got a hold inside the eaves, you know, some of the attic spaces.
Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department says with the extreme heat and the red flag warning for high fire danger, they had extra resources ready to go. But he says the wind was just too powerful, blowing embers hundreds of feet at a time.
This is one of those fires that really can be very frightening. The fire took hold quickly, established itself, and it started pushing at a quick pace, and that left little time for people to evacuate. We're lucky it stopped late in the evening. Most people were home by that time. They didn't have to fight traffic to get home. If they were working, they were already home. They heeded the evacuation warnings and they got out quickly. It was a narrow street, so they had to battle the incoming fire equipment to get out. But when law enforcement asked them to leave, a majority of the folks did leave.
Charles and Kathy Goldberg lived less than a mile from where the fire started and didn't have a lot of time to evacuate.
You go outside and you look and your neighbors are scurrying around and pulling things out. So the fire truck came and three fire guys are wandering around the street. And I said, "So, are we evacuating or what?" And he looked at all the smoke and he said, "Yep, you better get out." And then he said, "Don't forget your pets." I said, "I don't have pets. I have a husband." He said, "Do you got him?" I said, "Yes, he's loading the car." He says, "Good, you're all set."
The Goldbergs packed what they could in a few minutes into their station wagon and went to the Red Cross shelter in Goleta, where they spent Friday night.
There were things that we could have taken, and my list that I usually have got abbreviated because we had like 5-10 minutes to do it all. So you just take the important stuff and hope for the best.
This is the sound of gas escaping from the foundation of one of the 13 homes destroyed by the fire. Most of the houses which were lost are in a corridor along North Fairview Avenue. The fire moved quickly with wind the key. It was like Santa Barbara County's destructive paint fire in 1990, which destroyed more than 400 homes and businesses, and the tea fire in 2008, which destroyed more than 200. Those were wind-driven fires which were impossible to control until the wind stopped. Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department says the strong wind predicted to last all day Saturday ended at about 2 a.m., giving firefighters the break they needed.
It was really pushing that fire. It's very reminiscent of the paint fire, about the tea fire. The wind just really drove this fire, and when the wind stopped, the fire stopped, and that's a good thing.
The fire destroyed 13 homes and damaged three others. 15 barns and other outbuildings were also destroyed, but hundreds of threatened homes were saved. Goleta resident Charles DeMauro says he's grateful his neighborhood was untouched, but admits it was a scary experience.
The way the winds blow, violently like that, it can go anywhere so quick. And I think we're all becoming more accustomed to that. Have to live with it in this area. That's Southern California for you.
Firefighters hope to have full containment of the blaze by midweek. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.